Today's episode is brought to you by Smoked Honey. Smoked Honey has the best and highest quality premium distillate products on the market. If you're in California or plan on moving to California or visiting California, make sure you picked up some Smoked Honey. They have cartridges. They also have dab darts. So if you guys like to dab, this is the way to do it. Do it with Smoked Honey. They've been supporting the show, Skankfest, my fight, everything. We love Smoked Honey. We love them. And we appreciate everything they've done for the network. So make sure you pick up some Smoked Honey if you're in California. All right, let's get into the show.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Jones Jet of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All right, Real Ass Podcast, Monday edition, pre-tape Sunday, because Zach is a scumbag. Hashtag of the day. Did you see that the other day, Zach?
Yeah, I got one tweet about it.
Yeah, well, you know.
But when it comes out on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sure I'll get at least 1.5 more.
Yeah, yeah. We do a hashtag of the day on the Real Ass Podcast. It's a morning show, guys. 8 a.m. What's going on, West Coast drivers? You're waking up right now, getting ready for work. I know it's Monday, but you know what? Don't think of it as a case of the Mondays. Think of it as a case of the Mondays. Fuck yeah, Mondays here. Ready to fucking take this week on, grab it by the balls, drive that shit to the ground, do a little fucking ground to pound on it. It's time to rock and roll. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, coming at you in full effect. It's a little bit hot today. There's not only is it hot weather in the air, 91 degrees here in New York City. We'll give the weather as well. It's a news thing. But it is also
it's
a hot
the best segment on a pre-taped show.
It's a hot. Yesterday was 91 degrees in New York City. If you were there, it was fucking ooh boy. Brian, pull up the weather for tomorrow because we're gonna pretend it's today. 8 a.m. tomorrow. We're coming into the show. Everyone's fucking in their car right now, getting ready to go to work.
Traffic moving slow on the 495 westbound. There's overturned tractor trailer.
Jay, can we call you and you do the traffic report?
Yeah, sure. Traffic and weather
on Mondays. I swear to God, we will.
A pit to hell has opened up in La Jolla.
we got a low of 77 and a high of 93.
Today, scorcher out there Monday. Hey guys, if you could take off work, play hooky, go to the beach. Today is the day to do it.
It's 15 minutes after the hour.
Big J Okerson joins the Real Ass Podcast for the second time in the history of the show.
Yeah. The first time I think was at my house.
Yeah. We did a Real Ass Podcast exclusive. Rape is the acronym. And, you know, it's a different time. We don't really do that anymore.
Acronyms?
Yeah. We don't do
acronyms. We don't get mixed up with acronyms anymore.
I gave up on, you know, any sort of cleverness at all. Acronyms, puns, nope.
That's it.
Very straightforward. We're really bringing the news in a very dry way. Also, Joe Roberts joins the show. Joe is a hilarious comedian. You guys remember also one of my training partners. Me and Joe have been training for the Ryan O'Neal fight, and Joe has
been... I thought you meant you guys sat back to back and jerked off.
But no, Joe's been kicking the shit out of me, literally. He's got great kicks, and he also hooked me up with the acid we're going to do later on today. So he's dressed up for, it looks like you're dressed up for acid karate.
Yeah,
it looks like you're doing karate today, but you're also taking acid.
Yeah. I thought you were doing a demonstration at an Indian wedding.
I wanted to do Molly last night, but no one could find it.
Bobby had Molly on him.
Great. Well, yeah. He didn't make it a thing.
We're doing a whole thing at Gas Digital here where, you know, we just, it's like.
Expanding our minds.
Yeah, it is kind of like that. You know how they, like Steve Jobs would go do drugs with like all the partners and they'd go to India and take fucking some sort of drugs and, you know.
Ayahuasca.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I'm sure they did. I only read half the book.
I have some really sad news for you.
And you stopped at, you stopped at, we did sort of drugs, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he owns Toy Story.
And then on Tuesday, my stomach hurt. I ignored it.
I'm sure everything's going to be A-OK.
It's probably the mushrooms. That's another thing with me and Steve Jobs. I have stomach pains when it comes to mushrooms. So that's probably what was going on there. One day when I meet him, I will ask him. I was like, what was going on with your stomach pain, Steve? He'd be like, Lou, sit down. Let's have a conversation. We're both billionaires. Nothing ever as bad's going to happen, Steve.
We're both dead billionaires.
Look, we have a great show planned today.
You with the pitchfork. I'm trying to talk to Lewis.
The reason Big J was invited, and not only, you know, look, Big J is a great friend of mine and a great friend of the show and hilarious, and but you're a very busy man. You know, you have 4 days a week Bonfire. You have Legion of Skanks. You have SDR show. You have a lot going on. So typically,
Roastmasters.
Yeah, Roastmasters. You're there every week. You know, typically,
Sunday is the only day, and usually I come coming home Sundays.
Yeah.
From somewhere. This weekend I was not, but Sunday is the only day where I really don't have anything.
You relax.
Work wise, I have to do.
You lay back. You say, hey, you know what? It's time. It's a little bit of me time. Spend time with your daughter. Go see a movie. Head do some dinner, something like that. Usually, but. Today was a very special day because, you know, me and Zach are doing these pre-tapes, and yesterday it was brought to my attention. Jonas Barnes, a friend of mine who's a comedian, texted me a screen grab of a comedian, and Brian, I'm going to need you to fill in some of these pieces here because I'm not on Facebook, and Jay, what were you
I
want
to say that it was Instagram, I think, that went up on, or was it Facebook? Whatever,
Facebook post.
Whatever it was, it was screenshot and sent to me by Rebecca Trent, who says, now... Behind this thread is comics who are like calling for her business.
Of course, which is fucked up. So this guy, what's his name now? Hold on, I want to see his name.
John Field.
John Field. What's Hohensi?
That's his real last name, but he just goes by John Field.
John Field.
He changed it from Scissorhands, apparently.
Is that him? Is that actually him?
Yeah.
It's a wig.
He's got a wig, though. So he goes, at Skankfest, one point I saw the entire crowd chant, quote unquote, white power.
quote unquote. By the way, that's nowhere near as offensive if everyone was going, white power.
White power. White power.
He goes, yeah. He goes, we should send all the ethnics back to where they came from. White power.
The entire crowd chant, white power. I don't like that, but I don't know what to do with it. Okay. So this is what he posts 20 hours ago on Facebook. And then a bunch of comics who were there chime in. And they either defend sort of Skankfest and us, or they chime in like, oh my God, I can't believe that. Now, here's the deal. Okay. This is a comedian who was invited by a comedian.
White comedian
who was invited by a comedian performing at Skankfest, Dennis Parafin, apparently, to be a guest. And this is a guy that is privy to what's going on there. He's not a person who walks in out of context and goes, oh my God, there's a white power chant going, what the fuck's going on, and runs out. This is a person who watched it fucking happen. Now, do you want to know who started the white power chant? Owen Benjamin. Now, we invited him because we respect white rights.
He's like, I'm sorry I can't make it, but I will send along a white power chant.
I started the white power chant, and you want to know the context of this white power chant?
I know it.
Was I'm doing a song in a musical called Ha the Musical, which is a tongue-in-cheek musical. The whole thing is making fun of all of these stereotypes in comedy. As an ethnic comedian, I'm about to sing a song about how ethnic comedians just get laughs for being ethnic.
Easy, yeah.
And then I broke into some dumb improv character where I was... doing a southern accent.
Literally, a hillbilly
racist, like, this was the whole
character
thing.
Puerto Rican guy wearing an American flag.
Puerto Rican guy, and then I keep on, you know, at one point hitting like white power, and then the crowd's going white power. And yeah, at one point
there was even a slow build with the crowd. At first the crowd was kind of like
uncomfortable.
But then when he's just hammering it in, they're just like kind of like, they get
it,
like,
was
stupid, it's ridiculous.
And it was ridiculous and it was funny. And
was it offensive? Yes, but not because you said white power, just because you were on stage doing Chappelle's Clayton Bigsby character for 20 minutes.
It's basically the truth.
Everybody of the guy's problem is just your hack, been done.
Yeah.
It is. And this is the thing that's going
on. But it's South Park. It's just a stereotype.
Thing. It's the same thing when people have gotten mad at Hate Speech the Bear.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how to explain without... Outside of having used the word satire over and over, which makes you feel like an asshole, it's ridiculous to try to explain to somebody what's funny about, you know, it's like, is this, are the words of that song funny? No, I guess they're terrible. But isn't it funny to see those words coming out of a fucking teddy bear? And no. The fact you have to explain that to another adult seems ridiculous.
I mean, I want to have Hate Beach the Spare, the Bear, Hate Speech the Bear, wow.
Hate Beach the Stare?
Speech Therapy of the Lewis. I want to have Hate Speech the Bear cartoon made where he's the Care Bear that was kicked out of the Care Bears for caring a little bit too much about white rights. And it's going to be great. And nobody, you don't think it's hilarious to have a little fucking bear saying racist things to people? I also want to mass produce it where you press it. There's a kid, look this up. There's a kid who made facial recognition technology, Elmo, and it's called Trigger Me Elmo. This kid's fucking brilliant. He has a YouTube channel, and I guess like a very smart kid. And I want to see if we can contact this kid to make, to have facial recognition technology and Hate Speech to the Bear. So depending on the race that's holding the bear, it will say the proper racial
slur
to them. Not just slur, but thing. Oh. You know, just not, it's not just going to call a black person.
You are like
the
N-word. Always innovating.
Yeah.
All of other people's ideas and technology.
Yes, but that's actually a good point, though. Steve Jobs did say that. You can just take people's ideas if you're going to make it better. What the fuck was Xerox going to do with their technology? They're dullards, dude. They're like fucking, you know, they made copy machines. That's their claim to fame, is making copy machines.
Fucking useless assholes.
Jerk offs. So yeah, look up this kid. It was it's called Trigger Me Elmo. You can probably find it.
I like the idea of Hate Speech the Bear being a good bear, but like his thing, you know, the Care Bears, whatever they needed to, they shot shit out of their
Care Bear stare.
It's like, yeah, like his thing, it would just come, that involuntarily was his Care Bear power, and it would always bum him out. He had good intentions, but that's just what plays in his belly.
Yeah. It's like, that dragon's gonna kill that princess.
The
Care Bear stare.
Marches on.
Yeah. Did you find that or no? No, yeah. Trigger Me. I pull up Trigger Me Elmo. This is interesting.
Wow, thanks, Dak. So all I got to do is stare into his beady little chicken eyes.
Let me see it on the screen.
And...
I'm like a puppy, not a dog.
It's all black.
Please don't try to eat me. Ooh.
It is everything I ever wanted.
This kid should invent some sort of acne medication.
This might be the best thing I've ever made in my entire life. I can't stop playing with it. This is the best thing in the world.
Oh. Why people like you remind Elmo of Cookie Monster? That was mess. Yeah.
All right, I got it.
Okay. And that was perfect because I'm happy.
All right, thanks, Brian. It's a great
book. I like that kid less now.
Yeah. He fucking nailed it when I watched the video of him making it. Yeah. So this kid, John Field. So he posts that out of context. Now he knows what happened. He watched what happened. So
it's my rage.
What he's doing is he's just trolling. Yeah. This is actually a compliment to Skankfest because it's become so big that there's like a culture of comedians now that are shitting on it, that they do it to sort of get attention. And I've watched it happen a few times now. And this guy, he's posting that, and I see people that I know, people that have done Roastmasters, people that, you know, I'm fairly friendly with, going like, oh my God, I can't believe what they would do. I can't believe they would do that. And he's not putting any context to it at all. And I think it's a very dangerous...
Yeah, you should mention that you brought up a black guy and tried to get him to say white power as well.
And he wouldn't. That black guy...
But laughed.
Stuck to his guns.
But laughed the whole time, right?
Stuck to his guns that he obtained illegally, obviously.
Yeah, but then he's like, yeah, man, I can't.
Of course. Like, it's fucking stupid.
And that
stupid.
Was fucking hilarious.
It's fucking stupid. Now, here's the thing. They all point to the video of the guy that came in and called out the Proud Boy that was in the audience. And, I guess they it's so easy just to put their story together, which is like, oh, well, there's Proud Boys that are sitting there screaming white power, so I don't care the context of whether it's a joke. That's not who our audience is. You can't define our audience as Proud Boys, okay? I don't give a fuck if there's people that like our show that consider themselves Proud Boys. I don't look at the Proud Boys as being this fucking... this force. Like the problem with like young liberals now, they go like they're Proud Boys. And me, I'm if they said the Proud Boys are here, I'm going like, okay, who fucking cares? Like, all right,
time to leave, fellas.
Oh my God, the Proud Boys are here. Are you out of your mind? You're afraid of them because you're fucking pussies. The Proud Boys, if there's a guy in a Proud Boys hat that shows up, it's just a fucking dude in a hat.
Yeah,
period.
Usually a curly mustache and suspenders with a t-shirt.
It's never the it's never the guy in the Proud Boys hat that's trying to take my fucking microphone away, or that's trying to, out of context, kick up dust and try to get people to come out against me and the content that I create, specifically on purpose. Now, here's why it's irresponsible, because this guy John is doing it on purpose, putting it out of context to go, look, I'm being a fucking social justice warrior. I'm being a white knight. I'm standing up against these horrible guys, when he knows for a fact that's not even what's going on.
It works in the sense of, like, I've never heard of this person before. He's a comedian, apparently.
Yeah.
I have no idea who it is. I don't know if I've met him before or what.
Maybe. He hangs out at the creek?
Hangs out at the creek. First person I ever talked to at the creek. That's what I'm thinking. Like, if the creek closes down, where's this person going to perform? You know, I don't think these people are very...
Well, yeah, he's calling... He's
probably not performing enough as much as he wants to. And this is his way to, like, get back at the
thing. He calling for the creek to be shut down? Is that what it is? What did he say, Ryan?
He's calling for a boycott on the creek because they support you guys.
Did he say specifically boycott the creek?
I believe so. I'll try to find it.
Try to find it. Because... we invited him in today. Last night I saw this. People sent it to me. And then I had Luke from Legion of Skanks reach out to him. And I said, hey, invite this guy in to Real Ass Podcast tomorrow. I'll invite Jay in. And we'll sit down and we'll have a conversation. And I want to see the perspective of a person that is trying to that perspective. The person trying to shut down the creek. A person that's trying to get other comedians in trouble for what they know is a joke. They know for a fact it's a joke.
They can't wait to eat their own. They don't even think about the repercussions to themselves. Just like John said, the creek goes away. Where does he get up? The creek houses so many...
cats.
So many cats.
Guy hates cats. I think we got to the bottom of it. This cat
I'm not
going to
hang
bitch.
Out here with this deli cats. No, but so many shows of... right? Don't they have all gay comedy show. That's a place where you do like themed shows of like one thing. It houses all that stuff and lets all young comics.
Yeah, they got all the chicks and the queers and the fucking blacks. We get it. They're all fucking friendly with everybody. That's all fine and dandy. Good. That's how you want comedy to be. A comedy club shouldn't have a political fucking side. A comedy club shouldn't have an opinion. A comedy club should just be booking the best comics possible.
Here's the beauty of comedy, and I saw this happen when I first started comedy with BET's Comic View. It was boycotted by AFTRA, the unions. So a bunch of comics who were in that couldn't do it. And that trickled down to me, who was like a 6-month comic, where I'm like, I didn't overthink why they're coming to me and going like, you want to do BET's Comic View? I'm just like, hell yeah. And you go, yeah, they're calling you because they're boycotting.
Boy, do boycotting. I just rolled up one of your legs.
Yeah. But he goes, you know, AFTRA's boycotting them, so that's why comics aren't doing it. I go, I couldn't care less about that.
Yeah.
That means like nothing to me. So the thing is, like, boycott the creek is like a wasted effort, but it's like someone just expressing their own like discontent with like how much he doesn't get there or something like that. Do you know what I mean? But it's like to bite your own thing. You're going to shut this thing. You want to shut a thing down. That's the only thing you could possibly do, but it won't ever happen because there's 80 comics that'll even stand next to this guy and go, yeah, right. And then go work there.
Of course.
You see those things. It's like, do not book your shows there. Period. Case in point. Don't book your shows there. They make it seem like she's running around asking people to put on shows there.
Yeah.
It's these are people who come to her and go like, can we please use this perfect space for the what we're doing here?
Yeah.
Like they're making it seem like don't give her the pleasure.
Well,
booking your show there.
I'm going further. And me and Aaron Burke talked about this before. And I want to get into what happened with this guy, John. You know, this guy's calling for the boycott of the creek. I call for a boycott of John Field. I mean that. Don't book John Field.
That's been happening for the last
few years. Here's the thing. It's a comedy. It's against sort of comedy, like the rules, right? Where you tell a booker not to book this guy. I don't know John Field's comedy. Maybe he's hilarious. What I'm saying is he is attacking comedy, and he doesn't deserve to work at real clubs. He doesn't deserve to work other people's fucking shows.
Nobody hilarious, by the way, would be this vocal about the stupid appointment.
So I guarantee you're wrong, he's not funny. Is his stand-up online? Let's pull up a stand-up.
He's not good at it, for sure.
I would love to see a stand-up.
Or else you wouldn't have time for this.
So I invited him in, and I said—
Or you would have written a funny thing about it.
Yeah,
let's have a real conversation. And then he said, yeah, let's do that. Fine, cool. And he told Luke he was going to come in. We all showed up here today. And then apparently he was in the neighborhood because Joe Roberts saw him outside.
I saw him parking my car.
While he was parking his car, he saw him outside.
The way he says that, he goes, I saw him parking my car, was weird. He was in my car.
He's a valet at this hotel. It's crazy.
You in the red vest, want to do a podcast?
So he does. It's 1:35. We're supposed to do it at 1:30. He doesn't show up. Hold on a second. We'll pull this up in a minute. So Brian texts him or messages him being like, hey, where you at, dude? And then Brian, read the message back that this guy sent you. Because we were literally going to have a conversation. I wasn't going to be shitty to this guy.
Yeah, I'm going to pull back the curtain. What Lewis said to me was, remember, don't be shitty to him. Let's have a conversation. Don't attack him. He said it to me specifically.
Yeah, we didn't get... Here's the thing.
I said it to everybody.
The guy who ran off after grabbing the microphone... As that when Lewis come, when like you know the situation calmed down, as any, I think, comic especially would, let alone a man, when it was over and the guy was already gone, it was too late. But Lewis, you said the words I thought were, he's like, man, I wish the guy was here right now, to sit down and like talk. Like what did you hear there? What was it that you took that you felt you need to like make this big statement? Like what went on in your head about
that? I legitimately think like it's interesting.
Know. So I agree. So same thing with this. Like, and it wasn't
his messages on the screen. Okay,
but you didn't have to. Even tell me necessarily. That was if you weren't saying it, I would have suggested it to you. I'm like, no, have him in and talk to him because I want to hear. Because I'm confused as to how he could draw this from that, and it's not just him making.
Okay, the this message got so douchier than we originally heard.
The reason, but I'm saying the reason he's pussing out on it is because just that he's going to come here and it's going to like
he's going to look stupid. So listen, so he, so Brian hit him up and goes, "Hey, dude, are you coming to gas?" And then he goes, "Oh, I messaged the other guy. I decided I'm not sitting down with people I don't respect. Go fuck yourselves. I'm spending my Sunday afternoon sitting in the park watching this jazz group."
What a weird, what a weird specification to make to you.
I'm the most angry about watching the jazz group in the park.
I'm sitting around watching the best brass section in all of Lower Manhattan. Thank you.
Yeah, you don't need to pay for good jazz. What? I'm having tea in the park, mister. Don't bother me.
I'm gonna go home and watch a romantic comedy. Or maybe some reality shows on Video Hits One.
I'm having an almond milk latte. Take that. What? I don't care what you're doing.
I'm going to go watch interracial couples in the park if anyone needs me.
I'll be over here not judging.
I'll be applauding interracial couples in the park. Good for you. Good for you guys. Fuck society.
The only thing that would make this better is if you were both men. So look, this guy, go fuck yourselves. And
go fuck, what a weird like
it look, I have to fight my instinct to not, you know, find him in the park.
Just interrupt this jazz concert. Yeah.
Sorry everyone. Sorry to interrupt this 18-minute song. You heroin addicts, take a break for a second. Hey.
Shit. Oh, when the Saints
skip up,
shit. I really, I almost want to go and find him in the park, like remotely, and be like, dude, what is wrong with you? Why would you say go fuck yourselves? Why, like,
here's
what?
The thing that
I'm here. I need to really, like, I can't wrap my mind around it, right?
No,
I'm not being aggressive. No, I can't.
How old is he? Because it's, I'm just saying.
He looks like an older dude.
When he said he wanted to do it, and he said he was coming in, and everybody comes in, and everyone's talking about, yeah, of course, we're going to go have like a conversation. And like to be like, I don't sit down with people I don't respect. Like, that's exactly it. You know, the shit I think I said on the thing when I got called into the cellar a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
They come and talk about a woman saying that I was a 20-year-old girl that said I was racist in the audience because I said a Mexican lady has to clean that hotel room. That's what she ended up citing was the problem. That was the problem she had.
That's racist. That's fine.
It's
okay, it's accurate. Yeah, it's racist.
Sure. At a comedy club and a joke
for
it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Who gives a fuck? I mean, like, if you're
well, this is what
if
I
your standard
say,
is it a joke about race that is quote unquote punching down to a race, you know, below white people, then yeah, then you're racist, sure. But why are you coming to a comedy club?
When I saw this comedy club on that show from that guy who jerks off in front of women, I expected a higher quality.
No, but I mean, it was like a 20-year, but she, again, she said I was racist after the show, and then I went outside, you know, presumably like talked when she walked out. I assumed she was gonna, I was gonna say like, what are you, where are you drawing that from? And and what it is, again, it's a 20-year-old girl. It was the week that the word, because I said in my set, who knows how many things I said that you'd be, if you wanted to go, is like, is he serious? That's terrible. Why pick that one? And I think Christine called it. She goes, it was the week that the kids were getting taken from their parents at the border, the Mexican
right.
people. So she heard the word Mexican and was just like, no, that's a thing. No, you can't yeah. say that even. And it's that ridiculous. And that's the same. This guy posted that thing and didn't think at all of the ramifications of it.
I mean, there's
it.
No
also,
ramifications.
So no, there is no, in a sense, but the
no,
comment.
The ramifications are, you know, I really don't do this. People think that we're like these shitty dudes and that our fans are these fucking scumbags that are internet trolls. I would just be over here telling jokes. Like, I'm not political. I don't give a fuck. Oh my God, I don't give a fuck about politics.
Yeah,
I don't care
be
who
funny.
The president is. I don't care. I promise you, I don't care if it's Donald Trump, Barack Obama, fucking The Rock.
I swear to you, that's what
Esty from the Comedy Cellar. I don't
I thought
fucking
they,
actually, I don't want it to be Esty. Yeah. I would probably have less opportunities in this country if it was Esty. But the reality is, I'm just not that guy at all. And I think that there's this idea that comedians need to pick a side and we have this responsibility, you know, that Home the Net thing and her whole speech about comedians have this responsibility to do this. I'm going like, no, dude, do not put that on me. It reminds me of that George Foreman thing where, you know, he talked about how he's not a role model. Or is it George Foreman?
Charles Barkley.
I think I've cited that as George Foreman a lot.
Charles Barkley.
So like, sit down, little George.
Raise your own kids.
Little George. I got something to tell you.
Raise your own kids and not your kids' role model.
Yeah, I love that quote because it's like, no, I never signed on to be a fucking speaker of truth.
It sort of is implied, though. Actually, I think it is implied of you. But I
what?
Mean, like, but you could do with that with what you want.
What's implied?
There is like conduct codes and stuff. I think when you become like an NBA player, like
yeah.
part of the
and like Charles Barkley
is,
said, grill out the fat.
Yeah, but
just like Charles,
like Charles Barkley in his great war of
no, but I'm saying going. I thought when that girl got mad at me at the comedy club, my point was when she walked out. I thought, and she just walked out like, you know, wagging her ponytail and like taking off. There's no she doesn't even want to know that. But and then wrote a 2-page letter to the Comedy Cellar about why they shouldn't work. You know, what a piece of shit I am or whatever. And it's just, you know what I'm saying, without even discussing with me, like, what do you, you yeah. just make a blanket thing and it's like, end this person. I saw that thing online a couple weeks ago, I guess, two comics. I don't see Brandon Walsh was one of them. Did like you see that with the shock jock characters?
Yeah. We talked about it on Skanks. Yeah.
It's just like a thing where it's like,
well, it's actually very similar to what was going on at Skankfest.
Yeah,
I was doing a character. Now, let me tell you something. In my stand-up act, sometimes I call for a white power chant. Now, this is not a character. This is like, but I'm doing it ironically.
That's not a character. That's my beliefs when it's that.
But it's a Puerto Rican man telling white people that he feels bad for them and that they need to have a little bit of white pride again. If you don't understand how that's funny, and there's nothing like, you don't see the irony there as a white person, and then all these fucking white guys are sitting there uncomfortable, not willing to even fucking stand up for themselves, and black people and Puerto Ricans and everyone and women are just laughing at these white dudes to their face. And it's just, it's one of the funniest things. And by the way, this guy, John, he's one of those white guys. You're one of the guys that's being laughed to your fucking face. And what you'll do is you'll fucking stand up on that side. You'll stand up on that side and go, yeah, white men are evil. They're all just evil. You fucking idiot. Nobody's calling for a white power chant. It's what's funny about it is that it's a Puerto Rican man calling for a white power chant. You fucking fool. Okay. And you're going to sit there and put that online, acting like our fan base is a bunch of fucking racists when they're literally the sweetest people in the world. Our fan base, I can't say it enough, dude. People come to Skankfest and they go, holy shit, dude, your fan base, they're the nicest, friendliest yeah. people in the world. Dude, they wear black t-shirts. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck, you fucking assholes?
Oh, I'm telling you.
By the way, that's who the fuck they are. Because they will judge you. They talk about judging people and looking at people and judging by the way they look. Because these people are wearing black t-shirts and have fucking beards. You're going to just assume that they're fucking racist. You're going to assume that they're right wing. You're going to assume that they're alt-right. Nobody gives a fuck about politics at Skankfest. Dave Smith, and we put him in a closet, and he speaks to himself in circles. And that's the only politics that's happening at Skankfest the entire fucking time. Okay? But this guy will go out and not only just put that online, but then act like he's got these fucking balls. Go fuck yourself. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to speak to people I don't respect. Go fuck yourself. Dog, I mean this, dude. Please, come up to me in the creek, okay? If you have these fucking balls to do this online, it's just this keyboard warrior culture. You'll sit there on Facebook. You'll tell fucking Brian to go fuck himself. Please just come and fucking say that to me. Please, I want you to come up to me at the creek and cave and tell me to go fuck myself. Because you are so fucking tough and such a fucking brave.
No, they're not tough. They're baiting. Same thing with that guy who grabbed the microphone.
He wants to be attacked.
They don't know at the moment that necessarily they want to get hit, but they want that. They want to be attacked.
They
want to
be a martyr.
Be victimized. Now I'm a victim too. Well, I'm just a goofy white guy.
No, it's
guy,
not a victim.
A
this
victim
is what
also.
A man. Here's
no,
the thing.
That's the narrative they want to
forget
create.
Forget everything else. Step back from the fucking comedy game. Step back from the podcast. Step back from Nazis and politics and anything else. Right? One man tells you to your face to go fuck yourself. Another dude. Right? It takes fucking balls to do that, right? And by the way, I swear to God, I was going to give this guy Real Ass Dude of the Week for coming in here and just talking shit. Even no matter what happened, I was going to say, what a fucking Real Ass Dude, because fuck it, dude. He came in, he had the balls to sit down and actually have a conversation, okay? And I respect that. But he's a fucking pussy, and he'll fucking talk shit to Brian, he'll talk shit to Luke, but he sees this at the creek every fucking week, and he'll put his fucking head down and look at his fucking feet. But he'll say, go fuck yourself online. He'll say, go fuck yourself on Facebook. He's a fucking bitch. That's what he is. It's not a man.
No, certainly.
He's not a fucking man. And what's going on? There's other shit, right? What happened with his kid? He gave up his kid?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, he had a kid like as a teenager, and he gave it up for adoption.
Yeah.
And he jokes about it, I guess. Talks about it on stage.
I mean, I guess these two Nazis are just idiots for being present fathers.
Yeah.
I guess we're the assholes.
That means they give their kid one present a year.
Yeah, present fathers. But it's a big one because it's got to be birthday and Christmas.
Yeah, $100. $100, dude.
$100 in a card.
It's fucking huge.
What's written in the card? Nothing. There's a drawing of a snowman.
So yeah, this guy is such an amazing person. This guy does so much for the world that he's spending his time going on Facebook, talking shit and posting things out of context, dividing people in the comedy scene. Literally, Rebecca, who does more for people in comedy, especially people of color and women in comedy, than he will ever do in his fucking life, okay? So he thinks his whole contribution to this fucking society is posting this and trying to hurt people that actually do good things for fucking people, okay? I'm not going to sit here and fucking pat myself on the back. Legion of Skanks makes a lot of people fucking laugh, okay? We did a charity benefit for Puerto Rico last year where we raised like $8,000 or $9,000.
I hate this.
I hate saying it.
I know.
The point that I'm making is, what the fuck are you doing, John Field? What are you doing? What are you
doing? Enjoying Jazz in the Park.
What are you doing that's so amazing and helping anybody in the fucking world? What are you doing? Because I'll tell you right now, I know for a fact this company, Legion of Skanks, Gas Digital, Rebecca Trent, Christine, our entire circle of people are good people. They're good fucking people. We say dumb things and make jokes about racy topics, but we are good fucking people. Jay's a great father. I'm a great fucking father. Dave Smith is going to be an incredible fucking father. Period. Okay? I raised my son fucking peacefully. I'm going to raise a child who will contribute 10 million times what you're fucking contributing to society. Because you are doing nothing. And they sit there and they pretend that they're actually doing something. And it's and I hate having to fucking say, like, oh, we do charity things. Yeah. It's not about that.
I know it sucks for things. I have a black friend.
Because I don't give a... I have no black friend. Do not get that.
That's why you do charity.
Do not put that out there right now.
I have a black friend named Charity.
Charity Crawford. That bitch gives some good head. But what are you contributing to society at all? I mean, we do stupid fucking things, you know, constantly. I mean, just little, you don't even think about it. Like, just regular, whatever it is, whether it's hooking people up with fucking tickets because they say, hey, dude, I'm fucking broke, or, you know, I mean, I just know that we're good people. I really mean that. No, it's really, it's bugging me because you're painting us.
You know why that also, you know why that is? Why you can say that confidently is because we question if we're good people probably a lot. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course.
If you think about that or give a shit about that at all, that says something. And I said
no,
like,
because there's the reality is there's nuance and there's layers to everybody, and good people do bad things sometimes, right? So good people say bad things, good people make mistakes. You know, if you ask some of my ex fucking girlfriends, they're going to tell you that I'm a cheating, manipulative piece of shit, right? Because but it doesn't mean I'm not a good person. Your ex-wife, I'm sure, would have some choice things to say about you and the relationship and how things went down. Sure. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't mean you're not a fucking good person who's selfless and gives to all of your friends.
Also, aware of it is a big thing too. Like knowing, like having some awareness. It's like, yeah, I did some shitty stuff. You know, it's fucked up. Versus being like, what? Are you, what? Just living life.
Of course.
Man. Like you have conscience. You know, you have like some morality you choose to live by, and it's like that's what I'm saying. It's just a weird thing to be attacked.
No, my code is not based off of some bullshit fake political lines, right? So his moral code, and a lot of these people's, most people's today, is based off of these silly imaginary lines, and they go, cool, I can fit. It's so easy now. And, you know, you almost have to pick a team now where, you know, 20 years ago, nobody really wanted to fucking pick a side politically. Nobody really wanted to have the conversation, but now there's like pressure to pick a side. And how do you stand? How do you feel about this? How do you feel about the cops? What do you know? You got to be on one side or the other. You can't go like, oh, well, I don't know, case by case. I mean, some cops are great. Some cops are pieces of shit. Some of these black kids that are getting killed in these areas are, you know, innocent kids that weren't doing anything wrong. Some of them are pieces of shit that fucking you were out there robbing people.
Yeah, there's no like.
And you can't say a
whole. No one has the middle ground.
And if you just say that, if you say, hey, look at the nuance. If you're not, the liberals will fucking, you're a Nazi. They will scorch you. They will set you on fire. They will try to fucking end you.
All or nothing.
It's crazy. And this is why you go like, all right, well, the right doesn't do that. At least the right is going like, all right, well, fine. You're not on our side. That's that. The left and younger people are pushing more people to that side. And it's crazy. It's a crazy time we live in. This fucking guy, you know, it upsets me because I go like, fine, dude, come in and have a conversation. I literally was going to be like, cool, we'll put out a fucking, you know, this podcast. We'll sit down for, you know, an hour and we'll have a real conversation and we'll look at that side of it.
Would you have assumed,
in a shitty way.
Have assumed your whole life, like the people that like, that's almost the problem. Like the people that like he comes at us, I think kind of assuming that we're not people who would say, let's have a conversation about it. Do you know what I mean? Because that's not what they really want at all. He wants to just kind of preach and be it from a distance and whatever. Go fuck yourself seems very aggressive as the first.
It's just such a fucking pussy aggressive
mood. The first mark of aggression, by the way, in the entire situation.
Yeah.
No one responded. No, I didn't. You didn't respond to the actual post.
No, I'm not on Facebook.
At all. So it's like, yeah, it's very bizarre that like
people
I don't respect. And it's like, why? It doesn't even make any sense why he wouldn't respect. He doesn't respect the group here because you made a ridiculous white power speech.
Yeah.
That seems very bizarre, man. It's because he knows he's going to lose the argument. That's what it is. Well, so it's easier to go like, fuck you. But again, you know, it's funny you said it and to pull the curtain too. You're like, yeah, let him come in and talk. Like, he'll dig his own grave. Like, he'll bury himself.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. I said this with other people too. Guys Before Girls, Allison Clamp. We had people come on that like they're argumentative when they come in, and I go sit back and let them bury themselves because they don't have real philosophy. They've sort of picked a side. So as soon as they run out of their talking points and it comes down to like a real issue, they don't have any real perspective.
But even in this act, he did it. He did the thing we're saying that he did bury himself still because one, not showing up. And two, if you'd have wrote and said like, hey guys, I'm just actually uncomfortable with it. It's making me nervous. It's like, you know.
Yeah, you guys are going to gang up on me.
Yeah, because I don't feel like it's the right form for it, but let's figure something else out maybe or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Or hey, let's talk first, not on air.
Yeah, and everybody would have been like, okay, yeah, could we have like 5 minutes where I can just kind of like gauge if I'm going to be all right and like nervous in the situation?
Mm.
Sure. Everyone would have said fine to that. But instead of doing any of that, it's like, yeah, I don't even respect you guys. Fuck you. It's like, how is... It's the same thing I said with audiences or something.
Fuck off, Parshez. Peace.
But when you're doing a live thing and someone's shitty, he's already, like, the masses definitely think, even if you kind of want to be on his side, you're like, well, I guess he is being the dickhead here. Those guys are like, yeah, come talk about it. And he's like, I ain't doing that. Like, fuck you.
You're speaking to comics. That's who he's friends with on Facebook. Like, all you're doing, and you know, other comics, they know us, and it, you know, I think you'd be hard pressed to find comedians. I know, like, you know, the joke is that I'm like this gruff asshole, right? I think you'd be hard pressed to find comedians that are going to tell you that I've ever been an asshole to them. You'd be hard to find them. There's a handful of people in the world that are comics. Now, there might be people that go like, oh, he's a little bit like
abrasive
or a standoffish.
They might not even dig your thing, but I mean, like,
yeah, but to
being
say
an asshole
that
to them?
Guy's been an asshole to me before. I have a weird, bizarre love for comedians, and I don't look at people's political backgrounds, and it comes from because I was a producer before I was a comic, and I was booking comedians and friends with a lot of different comedians before I started doing stand-up comedy, and it was never about politics, or it was always about who was fucking funny. And the foundation, my relationships, was always built off of, like, we'd come together, stand outside of a comedy club and talk shit, and politics really never came up back in the day. Ever. It was never a thing. Like,
Dave was our only friend who even like seemed to like dabble when we weren't around into it.
Yeah, and that kind of happened on the side away from the but now it seems like it's just the tone of everything. And they're painting us as being political. And I'm going like, I saw one of the things that they said was, well, has anybody, who was it? I guess Ryan Hernandez was defending us and said something along the lines of like, oh, they've not denounced the Proud Boys, but they said they don't dig what the Proud Boys do or whatever. And then this guy, John Field, was like, I've never seen anything with them publicly denouncing the Proud Boys. And I'm like, motherfucker, not a fucking...
Am I in it that I have to get, my patch burned off or something?
I'm not a politician. I don't need to fucking denounce. Let me see. So what you're saying is...
This is Ryan Hernandez, friend of the show. So what you're saying is you want the Creek to ban Legion of Skanks. Is that your point? And then are we looking for what he says?
Yes, I'm starting the conversation, or at least continuing from last week. It's up to the community to decide where it ends. I will keep patronizing the Creek. I won't mind if others do it as well. Up thread.
I bet he won't patronize it when we're there.
I said that the stakes?
Up thread. I said that the stakes isn't a boycott or a ban, but people who don't belong to this insular group silently walking away.
That's not speculation. Those are me reiterating words that others have told how they feel uncomfortable with the Creek and it's shifting politics. The Creek, a building has shifting politics. Ooh, I'm not voting Republican in the midterm elections.
By the way, I swear to you, wouldn't you have thought when you were younger and you just heard what like liberal and, conservative was, wouldn't you have just said, you know, like you're Democrat, liberal, there's no way you'd think you were like Republican, conservative. And it's weird. It's like that's what's coming for everybody.
They're
right
pushing
now.
Me to the other side.
Well, for years and years, it was like, you know, the religious,
guns
right
in my head right now and they said, pick a team. Here's what's fucked up. I'm not political. I don't give a fuck. But if they put a gun to my head right now,
I'm picking the team that has the gun.
You want to take away this gun, Muller? I mean, wouldn't you say, all right, well, I guess I'm right.
I'm saying that it used to be the right and the religious kind of right that were coming after everything, trying to end everything.
No, now it's changed.
And it just went it's completely the other direction. They're just like, you're not being soft enough, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
We're going to burn down your thing. I'm not saying let's ban or patronize. Limited stage time in this town. But I'm saying, you know, it's not cool that those guys are there for 2 hours a week. And that's just, again, that
bringing in money.
Again, how is that? Yeah. Like, by definition, he's being, like, uninclusive there. You know what I mean? He doesn't want other opinions that aren't his. The building has shifted its politics. Like, I didn't know the place was one. I mean, you can kind of get from, like, Rebecca's, like, you know, hippy-dippy kind of demeanor. You know, even as a businesswoman, I'm saying, just like the personality she is, like, she's not... It's fucking ridiculous.
How many bars do you go to that have the ice water out for people that don't want to buy a drink?
Yeah.
The whole thing is just so, like, mother hen-ish. Like,
Rebecca has monthly fucking meetings for women and social justice warriors. And, you know, specific... She's involved in that community. And It's just, it's fucking gross, dude. This guy John Field, here's the thing, he's gross just in general, but it's even more gross for you not to come on and have the conversation, for you to pretend you're going to come on, and then to have the balls to say, go fuck yourselves. It's just, look, dude, it's just some fucking phony horse shit, okay? But it's just... You know, I don't want to fucking beat a dead horse here, but it's just, it's that personality type. It just makes me fucking sick because he's not the personality type to say it to your fucking face. No. He's only the, he's, what a fucking pussy. And by the way, I'm not threatening the guy. I'm not saying like, oh, I'll come to the creek and I'll fucking beat you up. I'm saying, I know you will not come to my fucking face and tell me to go fuck myself.
You won't say anything to your face.
Because you're a fucking pussy. You're a pussy. You won't even actually argue your point. If you can't beat me in an argument about social issues and politics, you need to fucking give up your cause, bitch. You are not fucking smart. You know nothing. I read no books. I read no fucking... I don't even read the fucking headlines of the fucking blogs. If I can beat you in this argument, you fucking stink. And that's the problem.
No,
they're afraid to sit there and they're afraid to sit across from somebody that they know is not going to fucking back down to their horseshit and is not going to be afraid to say what's on their mind.
I just, like, again, like, when a guy does something like this, too, you're asking people to comb through your shit to find the thing that you did that marginalized somebody.
Of course.
And I believe we have a clip of his comedy we never watched yet.
Let's watch his comedy. Go. This is John Field.
This is cold for all of us, right? John, you know his comedy at all?
No,
his name is Joe.
I'm Joe. He's
Please
John.
Stop calling him John. Sorry. You said it seven times.
Y'all doing good? You're happy and stuff? That's good. Because being sad is not good. I don't like being sad. I like being happy. I've been going through weird things lately. I've been trying to... Anyone ever do this? Ever like, trying to have sex with people? Anyone ever do that?
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard getting people to have sex with you. I've tried like new things to try to get women to like go, oh, you're a nice guy. I'm using pickup lines. Anyone ever use pickup lines before, ladies? Like my new thing is like, I'm going to go to the club. And like all the cool, like one of the cool guys will be like the magazine.
I can't believe you put this online.
Let's pause it for a second. So look, he switched subjects. First of all, it's like I've been in a weird mood. I'm not, you know, I haven't been happy lately. Then it's like picking up ladies or having sex. Now it's going to the club. There hasn't been a single laugh yet. It's awful quality audio. It's a difficult to watch. Now here's the thing. Ready? I know this because I'm a comic and everyone in this room knows this. Jay, you haven't put together a tape in a while, but you know you've done specials recently. It's really difficult to get a good tape, and you spend a lot of time to try to get that fucking one, right? And you put up the best. You're only putting up the best of your fucking shit, period. You're not putting up anything that's not the best.
Sure.
This is as good as it gets for John Field right now. Right now, it's laughless. It is awful fucking quality.
How many views so we can take credit for when it goes up?
Yeah, go ahead. How many views is it? And keep it going, because I want to hear a laugh.
275.
Good. Right,
write that down.
Right, what's the fifth setup?
Got
it. I look at all the girls, and like I'll pick out the one that has boobs that I like. I'll go up to her, and I'll say, wowie, wowie, wow. Check out the dance on that girl. And then we'll fuck, right?
So now his whole joke is catcalling a woman, going up to a woman. Now, whether it's a character or not, whether it's not, whether he's being ironic, whether he's doing, you know, if he's saying it as like, yeah, I'm the, because the reality is he's the douchebag of the joke, right? That's the idea of the joke. And by the way, this is what the right does now. So now he gives... He makes people want to go like, oh, look at you, dude. You're marginalizing women. Look, everyone, get him. He's out there marginalizing women with his comedy. And now we have a state of unfucking funniness where nobody's trying to be funny. Nobody's trying to take chances. But nobody really gives a fuck. I don't give a fuck that he's marginalizing women in this fucking joke, okay? In this horse shit, whatever the fuck this is, okay? If you want to break down anybody's jokes from a perspective, you can point out who is going to be the fucking victim. The point of this joke right now is to fucking catcall a woman, go up to a woman and say, nice tits, right? And then they fuck. So that's the whole idea of this fucking joke, right? So this guy has the nerve, the fucking balls, when his first fucking video and the first thing that he has out there is a joke that specifically does what he's upset about with this white power chant, which is specifically just
not
some...
funny. Sorry.
No.
together and we go up to the Bronx, it could happen. I'll take off my shirt. I'll like hair and muscles, and she'll take off her shirt. She has boobs. I mentioned them earlier. They're weird. They're like round, and they have like rubber sticks coming out. You see them on the internet a lot. There's on like photos of women who are smiling, but they don't look happy or whatever. You know, so it's weird. Dating's hard. It's hard. I was on a third date a while back because women sometimes fuck me twice. I don't know why, but it didn't happen. And it was weird. I forgot the girl's name.
It's also pause. It's just like an old comedy trick. Or just like
just talking nonstop and hoping that something happens.
No, not even that. Or I should say this. It's like something that you taught me a while ago. It's like he doesn't even know, like, you getting laid isn't funny, right? Like, we get it, dude. You get laid. Women fuck you over and over again. Sometimes they fuck you twice, you know? So his whole thing is he's pointing out, and it's all insecurity. He's pointing out that women fuck him. Also, this guy said he went to church this morning, right? And that's why he wanted to come in later. This guy's a Christian. This guy's a Christian white knight who's talking about going up to women and then fucking him in his act. You look at all the fucking variables there. I would almost guarantee you this guy's a creep. I would almost guarantee you, and I really mean this. I don't know. This is not based off any evidence except for what I'm looking at, right?
Well, look at his eyes.
He's a guy who's a fucking white knight. He's got fucking, he does look like a creep, okay? He's going to church, which I always, somebody tells me they're going to church. I get a little judgy.
You of that?
I get a little judgy when people go to church. Do you not? Don't you think there's something a little weird? Like, what are you hiding? What happened? He wrote something else?
Yeah.
What do you write? Pull it up.
After I told him he was shitty, he just said,
Hold on. What did you write back to him? What did you write specifically?
I just said, hey, that's real shitty, man. I traveled a long time to get here. But, you know, do whatever you're gonna. And then he said, I don't give a shit. I'm blocking you now.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean, how does this guy expect to move forward in comedy at all with that? It's just a weird fucking thing. Not that I don't give a shit enough to go specifically try to end anything he's doing. I don't give a shit. But I mean, like, that's, you're going to make a lot more enemies, like, along the way.
Yeah.
If that's your personality. I mean, no one said a shitty thing to him yet. And that's twice now where he's just kind of like, fuck you. I don't give a shit. It's very.
Yeah.
You're blocking him because he's saying, like, hey, man. By the way, even in Brian's response, he's like, hey, man, that's shitty because, you know, you got a lot of people kind of here that didn't have
Brian
to be here for you.
Brian lives out in fucking bumblefuck nowhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you get a lot of people here, and the response is just like, ah, dude, yeah, it's like, look. I mean, there's a way you could have said all of this would have made him, like, even be like, ah, all right, well, it is what it is. Do you know what I mean? Versus being like, but that's what he said, that strikes me
people,
as trolling.
All right,
a
bit. There was a guy that Mike Racine had an issue with. I forget the guy's name. And he was going to come on the podcast and have it out with Racine, and then he decided last minute that he didn't want to do it. And he messaged me saying, "Hey, dude, something came up. But to be honest with you, I just feel like I'm going to get, like, bullied there. You guys are friends with him. It's just not the right environment." And then I was like, "All right, I get it." You know, but to say go fuck yourself. You know, what is going on here with comedians today? Like, what happened to fucking comics? I just used to root for everybody. I used to just root for all comics. Like, I used to have a thing about me where I would just go, like, I like comedians. And it's like,
even through envy, jealousy, any of that stuff, you still like,
yeah, dude. Even if, like, you fought, you're
everyone's
going through
in the
shit,
same dogfight.
Yeah, dude. And that's just like, I just feel like there's a separation now, and it's not comics. And
yeah,
it's
I feel
like
there's somebody else doing this that's, like, not on the team at all. I was actually, one of the weirdest things I heard, I thought in that video, is a guy's name Nathan made. Am I right? Is that his name, Lewis? The guy made, like, 10-minute video about going to Skank.
Oh, yes, Nate.
Yeah. Nate.
Nate Charles.
Nate Charles, and hang on, I'm stoned. I'm starting to forget what I was going to say. Oh, that there was actually a whole faction of comedy. Because as we were saying, he's like, there's kind of like the, you know, go for it, fuck it.
Yeah.
Kind of like a heavier topic comedy. And like the social, I didn't realize there was a whole other faction of people who, like, sit down every day and add into their thoughts, like, what's going to make grandma and grandson laugh and just really be a pleasant, fun thought for everybody. I didn't know there was a thing of that happening.
And that's not happening because that's not what he's doing. He's talking about seeing a chick on the street, going up to her, saying nice tits and fucking her.
Fucking her more
so,
than once. No, I understand. Well, listen.
I mean, come on here. What are we doing? Like, what the fuck are we doing? You know, it's a joke, dude. This guy's a hypocrite and he fucking sucks. You know, and
I don't think this.
I invite people to, you know, if you're on that side, you know, and you're listening to this, because he'll hear this, because this is the only time anybody's ever spoken about him ever. Yeah. Okay. He'll hear it. He'll listen to every fucking word. Bitch, he's listening right now. You're listening. You fucking left your kid, you fucking pussy. You left your kid. Dog, I have no fucking respect for you. You left your fucking kid. That's all I got to hear. I didn't know that until after he said he wasn't coming. Then you guys told me that. That's the fucking character of this guy. He left his fucking kid. He did not want the responsibility of being a father. So he left. You said he left him on like the steps of a church or something.
That's what Brian said. Maybe.
Sounds he like killed him. His kid. He ate his he own son.
Wait, maybe that's why he was going to church. He was looking for his kid.
Oh, you know, it'd be great if I showed up with my kid.
Like, dude, I think I left the kid here 14 years ago. Am I crazy?
Papa?
Do you know what they probably did to his kid at that church?
Yeah.
The years to come?
Yeah. I do know what they probably did.
Yeah.
Gross.
Hot. Gross. Hot. Sweaty.
Gross. Hot. Sticky.
Sticky sweat.
Candle wax. Ew.
So, but yeah, that's the fucking character of this guy. Somebody who leaves his fucking kid and then will come at us for making jokes. Will come at us for making jokes. So, that guy fucking sucks. It is what it is. We'll forget him as quickly as we found out who he is. Do me a favor, Brian. We're going to wrap up here in a few minutes, okay? I just want to grab my phone because I posted to Instagram and I have to get the Instagram questions. And I'll get some plugs really quick. We don't need a plug song. I'll just get some plugs out of the way really quick as well for the network. So, Jay, what do you got to plug really quick? And get my cell phone, Brian, when you get a chance. What do you got to plug real quick?
I'm just going to bigjcomedy.com for all my dates. I'm on the road a bunch coming up. So
yeah.
Providence, Atlanta, Wisconsin.
Hotlanta.
Fuck yeah. A bunch of stuff. Edmonton coming up and Calgary.
So Joe Roberts.
BigJComedy.com.
Got a Swamp Thing every Monday night at the Creek at 10 o'clock. And I'm on those midnight shows at the Huron Comedy Club. So come by there.
It's Hell yeah.
Sweet place.
Love it, dude. Joe Roberts is a man helping me train for my fight against Ryan O'Neal, which is coming up August 25th. Joe's a badass. I know he looks like a fucking drug addict homeless kid, but he's a monster, dude. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I feel very, very good about my fight. Special shout out to my sponsor, Smoked Honey. We've been smoking Smoked Honey the entire show. If you guys have been noticed, we're sharper, we're more athletic every time I take a Smoked Honey hit. Okay?
Yeah, dude, I'd say every time we do
Zach
motor skills.
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. I'm co-producing a movie called Shakespeare Shitstorm. If you're in the New York City area, over the next 3 weeks, I need people to come be extras in it.
I told you I wanted to be a star, and you fucking didn't. You co-produced it, you didn't even put me in a starring role. I
was already cast when I took the...
Yep, cool.
Lewis could have been Shitstorm.
Cool. Very cool, Zach. All the opportunities I give Zach.
Lewis, I assure you it's an opportunity to not be on my set.
Zach, his podcast is starting very soon as well. We are announcing six shows. Six brand new shows are coming to the network. Gas Digital Network is flying motherfucking high. We've already announced Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. We also have announced Shannon Lee Hires' The Thing Is podcast. She's been working with the podcast network for so long and has a great show. We're happy to be able to bring her into the fold as well. Ralph went ahead and announced Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, which is just stupid. It's dumb. If you would have told me when I was fucking in the sixth grade that Dee Snider from Twisted Sister was going to be working on my podcast network, I would have been like, shut the fuck up.
What's a podcast network?
What is that? What is a podcast?
Yeah, there's some other fun announcements too. I know you can't
And then
say,
we can't yeah. say yet because we're waiting on one of the contracts, but we have three other shows that we're announcing. We should be announcing them this week. The other one, Jay, you know, dude, you and I both are fucking like, what?
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's just stupid. Okay, we have the best podcast network in the world. We're expanding out to the West Coast. West Coast Studio, Gas Digital Studios West is in the process. We're working out a deal right now with a good friend of ours that has a studio out there, and we're going to be making some amazing opportunities pop up out there as well. I will be out there. I'm doing Kill Tony on the 20th because right before I go to Vegas, I'll be going to LA training with Bisping and sharpening up my final tools for my fight against Ryan O'Neal, August 25th. OfficialJasonEllis.com is the website. $10 is the pay-per-view. If you guys don't believe in the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, you fucked up. I'm going to tell you right now, I feel great. I feel healthy. I feel strong. Obviously, I've had some issues injuring myself here and there, but after speaking to the likes of Michael Bisping and other professional fighters, that's what makes it a fight camp. That's the difference. That's how I know I'm actually pushing myself and training hard, because I'm going to fucking war every day. I go to war and I'm ready to fucking murder this guy with my bare hands. And if he's not injuring himself and he's not hurting himself, he's not fucking ready. That's that. So officialjasonellis.com is a website. GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you love this show, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. now. It's the morning show, 8 a.m. Pacific time. It's the Real Ass Morning Show. You guys can subscribe if you guys love the show and you want it on demand whenever you want it. Over 275 episodes available on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 14-day free trial. Save $1.50 a month. You get access to this show, the Legion of Skanks podcast, SDR show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook show starting next month. Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, and many, many, many more. Pre-release, ad-free, uncensored, live chat, and more. Promo code RAP. What's up, baby?
Can I plug two more things I forgot to plug?
My butt and my mouth?
Your butt and your mouth. Go ahead, let's get this thing going. No, my album, the Crowdwork Sessions.
Yes!
Album, I promised myself I wouldn't ask, is out on iTunes, wherever you download shit from. And then also Best of the Bonfire now. They've made a podcast.
I talked to Dan about this on the show Friday. I mean, you know, it's just spiritless. You know, a clip show of the best of. You know, come on, what are we doing here?
Well, it airs on SiriusXM, but if you don't have SiriusXM, you can download a half-hour episode of me and Dan doing Best of the Bonfire wherever you get podcasts.
Sounds like it just has no soul. I wouldn't do it. Guys, go.
Every bit has soul.
Just go get SiriusXM or steal it. You guys, if you search Reddit, you could find the bonfire for free. That's out there. You don't need to pay for it. That's crazy. The fucking best of the. It's some fucking clip show. That's some assistant of a producer. It's not even like your good producer that really understands who you are. It's some fucking assistant of assistant that picked the best clips. They're trying to get their job done on a Friday afternoon.
It's Christine puts it together.
Yeah, we know. We know what she does.
She does put it together.
Does she really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give it that much. Christine knows what the fuck she's doing. She knows not to cross JJ. I'll fucking crack her one.
Yeah.
The other way around, usually.
Proud Boys for life.
Proud Boys. All right, let's get some questions and we're going to wrap up here. Thank you very much for joining us. Be a little louder next time, Brian. All right, social media is how you ask the questions. Today we are going to Instagram. Let's see. These are all terrible questions. That's what Aaron Drawdy said, which I agree. These are not good questions so far. So Smooth Into Cat wants to know, can you do a podcast on mushrooms, please, or acid? You choose the location. So look, we're doing an LSD trip right after this. I'm trying to convince Jay still to come out and do a little bit of the fucking...
LSD?
Oh, I took it an hour ago. Let's kick it in. That shirt's going to fuck
John Fields
later.
Has been here the whole time.
I thought that was the point of the shirt completely, was to fuck everybody up later.
I love it, man.
Yeah, it's a crazy shirt.
The guy who makes the Tool albums, brother did it.
Oh, that's the guy Duncan Trussell has had on his podcast.
He does sort of similar thing, more colorful.
Yeah. That's a cool shirt, though. Yeah, we're going to... I don't want to tape... myself on acid or mushrooms, and I'll tell you why. Because I take tripping kind of seriously, and it is silly, and you do just disconnect, and it's not real, but your mood does matter, and I feel like a camera lens would make me very self-conscious. So I told people today, like, no cameras, no videotaping anything. Like, I haven't done acid in a very, very, very long time.
Should you almost do no phones?
I'm doing no phone. I'm hiding my phone away.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. I'll tell you, the best show I ever did at the Creek was The Only One Tripping, where everyone fucking did acid, and we just did, like, you know, 10, 15 minutes or whatever.
How was it?
Good.
It was so fucking great. Everyone
was good for the audience, though?
Yeah, audience was tripping. You know, like, they were all on. Like, you know, they were all on.
I'm nervous.
You want to shut down that magic?
You can keep the music on. It's all good, Brian. I like the little music bed. Any questions? Brian, excited to do some Sid, doggy?
Hell yeah.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm nervous. I am. I'm always nervous.
Just take a little bit, and you can always take more.
No.
All right.
You take a lot of bit, you take less. I used to take, like, you know, minimum 3 hits of acid if I was going to take acid. Now I'm going to take 1.
Yeah, but hits, you never know what a hit is, you know?
That is true. Like, yeah, 1 hit can be 3 hits.
Yeah, like, I had, like, these guys, this band, Gods of Chaos, I got this acid from them from this festival that got shut down by the cops. It looked like the paper. Looked like it was a Bible left out in the fucking rain. It was just like dipped in liquid acid.
Wow.
And sometimes I just put a drip on it, you know? So it's
you gotta see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, you did the acid that we're gonna do. Some of it, but then there's other. There's
well,
a bunch.
I'm telling you, you should do half, dog, because that shit is good.
Whoa. Jay, you wanna do half, dog?
No.
You should do a third.
Doggy, come on. Come hang out with us. Be our friend.
I am your friend.
Can we get some acid music on?
Can we do some whippets?
Can we get some acid music on? LSD. This is crazy. How did acid all of a sudden come back? It just came back recently.
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Yeah, I haven't. It's just awesome, man. I think acid helped me quit drinking.
There's people that I know that are microdosing on acid regularly.
Yeah.
Like just on a, like, you know, like a, an eighth of a hit.
When I was a janitor at the Creek, I'd take a hit of acid and just like clean that bitch up from like.
Bars don't really have like janitors. Is that a janitor? Is that the job?
Ah, porter, custodian? Janitor. I was cleaning puke.
Yeah. Let's see. A few episodes ago, you said anyone who gets a PR Rattlesnake tattoo will get a Real Ass Dude shirt. Can I just get the logo from the Team Rattlesnake shirt? I'm unsure what the fuck a Puerto Rican Rattlesnake looks like. It just has to be a Puerto Rican Rattlesnake inspired tattoo. So if it's a rattlesnake that's, you know, Puerto Rican, like maybe it's
has like, a knife.
Yeah, like wearing like a wife beater. What is this, acid music? What is it?
Oh, is it that John Field guy set still?
Psychedelic chill out mix.
A girl.
No, you don't need whispering. You don't need a little fucking, like, this wouldn't be.
I don't need my schizophrenia played into my headphones.
Everybody knows your darkest secret. Everyone knows and they're judging you. Your mother is here.
Happy poopa.
Everybody, love is watching. Love, hate, it's all the same. Wait, is his name John? Maybe Jay was right. Trippy. Hey, it's me, John Field. You ain't gonna do shit, you fucking pussy. You're afraid of me. Deep in your heart, you're the one who's afraid. That little boy trapped in a corner. Looking up at big bad John Field. Hold on, I have to go have sex with a woman twice. This is Jazz Daddy John Fields. Fuck your face. Hold on, time out 1 second. This jazz band's about to start playing again. You can catch it all on my new album, From Church to Park Jazz. One Man's Journey. Past the podcast studio. I get a little more pussy. Hey, I'll be down there in 10 minutes. Just kidding, faggot's not coming. John Field out.
Okay, next question. We'll do one more. We gotta go. This is fun though. Let's see. Oh, this is good music. This isn't trippy though. This isn't what I would trip to.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have on like in the background, you know?
You're looking for something with a sitar?
That's a little more like trippy, but I guess this would work. This is like the numbers are all working together.
Yeah.
working against you.
The Beatles or something? Wouldn't that be the right thing?
I would say Pink Floyd.
Sergeant Pepper,
yeah,
Pink Floyd.
That's my go-to.
Wish You Were
Floyd's
Here.
Great.
Wish You Were Here album?
No, yeah. That'll fuck you up a little bit.
No. Shine On, You Crazy Diamond.
No, you don't want Wish You Were Here. That song will fuck you up on acid.
Dark Side, baby.
Yeah, you don't need anything, but it's we need
that song's
happy.
A little sad, but Welcome to the Machine and stuff would be fucking amazing.
You've never done acid, huh?
No, but I assume Welcome to the Machine would be a great song.
What if we put on Welcome to the Machine? Will you do acid with us?
No, I think for me it might make me try to jump through a brick wall or something.
Then everyone's going to make a Kool-Aid joke. It's going to make you self-conscious.
Oh, no. I guess I picked the wrong day to wear my red bodysuit.
Jay, do you want another hit of acid? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I like this acid music, though.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, is that acid. What you just heard?
Yeah, my advice for anyone that hasn't taken it is just to take, like, a tiny little bit, you know? Because, like, it's a super powerful chemical, and the worst-case scenario, it hits you like caffeine, sort of.
Yeah.
That's not the worst-case scenario.
No, I mean, if you take, like, a tiny
If you're in a mental institution for the rest of your life.
I think to myself, if I really pushed in my eyes, I could probably touch my brain.
Worst-case scenario, you headbutt a knife, I believe, something like that. This is great acid music now. Now I kind of want to listen to this on acid.
I bet if I hold my breath and blow really hard, I could grow wings.
If you do enough acid, you do believe that death and life are just the same thing. I've come to that conclusion multiple times on acid.
I did a DMT on acid, and I fucking broke through, man. And I tell you what, I worked really hard to just be alive.
Yeah.
So
he broke through his underwear. He shit himself. Yeah. A problem.
It's a side effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say I did the microdose of DMT. I just feel like I was kind of stoned. It really wasn't.
No, you need to just. Will you just come on this psychonaut journey with us today?
No.
Jay?
No.
Listen to the music. Turn it up a little.
This is making me want to go less.
Why?
I feel like I'm in the lobby of a fucking
the universe.
Clothing store.
You're in the lobby of the
headsets.
Universe right now. You are. Come with us, Jay.
Yeah, I feel like some guy's going to come up to me and be like, sir, we don't carry 2XL.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but we don't carry it here.
This is Acid Mall?
At Ponce.
No, sir, we don't have 48 by 30s. Please leave.
Turn this off. This isn't what I would want for acid. But it is cool, though. I like it. That seems like you're on a train through your mind.
I miss it now.
Boom, doo, 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 doo. I kind
of
like it,
How
too.
How about 80s synth pop?
I was going to go Court of the Crimson King.
No, let me see.
Yeah, dude, King Crimson? That's acid music, dude.
Best
Lake and Palmer
song
DLP
on LSD. Let's see. This is just Liquid Sound Company acid music for acid people. That sounds like it's
sounds like us.
That sounds like it's fucking crazy.
Buddy, I gotta run.
I know you're going. We're done with the questions anyway.
We're done with these questions.
This makes sense. It's like a sexy like Indian hipster store. Yeah, the whispering and the little talkings.
That's unnecessary.
Yeah, it just fucks me up a little bit. You know what would really fuck you up? Play the secret track on the Marilyn Manson album. Jay, remember this?
Track
99? Track 99 and Marilyn Manson's Antichrist Superstar. I'm just going to turn this on today when nobody knows and everyone's in the middle of peeking on acid and it's going to fuck their lives up. Play it.
Please do not do that.
Okay, turn it on. Hey, you remember this?
Secret track
99. I would go to bed every night listening to Antichrist Superstar, the album, and I would let it play through. And then once in a while, three or four nights a month, I would wake up in the middle of the night and this would be playing. And I'm like, oh.
The Beatles did shit like this.
You can't even hear what the words are, but you would make up what the words are. Be very personal.
We're under werewolf attack. What? Is this real news?
Isn't this just an extension of the beginning of the first track, though?
I have no idea.
Because this goes into the beginning of Irresponsible Hating.
Thank you.
And Danzig had a track 99 on Demon Thrall.
The Alt-Right Legion of Skanks.
Limp Bizkit, didn't they have track negative one or track zero?
Yeah.
That you could skip backwards on that CD?
Oh, really? I don't know. Did they?
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit. I love how Fredrich just thought he was deep. It's like below one, y'all. Get it.
What's great now is watching Less the older have to sing those songs again.
In between making the new John Travolta movie, he's directing a new John Travolta movie.
Oh. Is he really?
Fred Durst.
What? Cut. Wrap it up, boy.
Yeah.
John, see me in my trailer. Gotta talk to you about your performance. Y'all.
We gotta shoot it till we get it, y'all.
Dollar bill, y'all. I need to hire a new AD, y'all. I like Fred Durst, the director.
I'd love to do it with you all day, but
we're gonna go. Jay, I get it. You gotta go. We're going. John Field, you fucked up. You could have been hanging out with Big Jay Oakerson today. He could have won you over, Jay. He could have been open for you on the road.
No. I mean, like, you know. I mean, it's not just to take like a shitty shot. Like, if that was like the... a person on the road that was there, I'd be like, sure, it's fine, but no.
Would you let his abandoned son open for you on the road?
Absolutely.
He needs something.
That's who I really feel the most for.
All right, guys, thank you so much. Hit that wrap-up music. Thank you so much for listening to the Real Ass Podcast Monday show. We will be back on Wednesday. Who do I have on Wednesday? I have it booked already. Oh, yeah, I have Greg Sohn and Brendan Aaron Wednesday. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday. Peace.
That's all, folks.